Jerome, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. And obviously, this is a subject which will be very, very close to your heart. And let's get straight into it, shall we? That fight on Saturday night with Nick Blackwell and Chris Eubank Jr., it was a classic fight. It was brutal. It was everything that I think a lot of fans would have loved out of the fight. But obviously, Nick Blackwell coming out of it and collapsing in the ring, and now with this bleed on the brain, he's still in a coma. Those scenes were just shocking, weren't they? I mean, can you put it into words when you saw this, what your reaction was?
Well, my initial thoughts of when Blackwell went down and he was on the stretcher, I felt sick. So initially, I just felt sick when I saw that. I watched the fight, and I say it was a fan-friendly fight. It was an enthralling fight where two guys were putting it on the line and just basically giving it the all. Nick Blackwell was doing that also. So even though he was taking the most punishment, he was still still basically defending himself at points when he was still getting caught, and he was still able to then try and counter to the best as he could.
I was going to say, you know, in hindsight, it's very easy to criticise the referee and say he should have stopped it earlier. But right up until the last, obviously, this fight was stopped due to the swelling around his eye. He was fighting back, he was defending himself, and he was still catching Eubank once in a while.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. See, he was still defending himself, and he was still able to throw punches. So basically, he was showing willing that he wanted to continue, regardless of the massive swelling that he had. But I believe that the referee and the doctor stopped the fight at the right time. I posted on social media, I said it was a very good stoppage, that it was stopped at the right time. So there's no quarrels with that. As I was watching it on TV, you can't really see any telltale signs if there's any neurological, any neurological problems that could progress and get worse. So we wasn't close enough to actually see that for watching through the TV. So the people that would have been close enough to see anything would have been the referee or the corner. So we're not privy to that kind of information, because obviously we wasn't able to see close range, basically.
Now, there seems to be, you know, a couple of camps here, really. There's people who may go and blame the referee or the corner team for not stopping this a lot sooner. I mean, if a fighter, and you've been there, Jerome, you know what this is like. If a fighter says to the referee, "I'm okay to carry on," if he feels fine at the time, the referee, I guess the corner guys as well, they've just got to believe him, haven't they? And if, you know, Blackwell was asked by the ref, "Are you okay?" and he said yes, he's going to let him carry on, isn't he?
It all depends on how the actual fight is. If their corner really believes that he's really getting bashed, if a fight is really getting bashed up and there's no chance of him pulling it off, then they can intervene and say, "No, we're not going to take it any further. You're not going to win on points. You're not going to win by stoppage. It's not possible that's going to happen." Then there's a time when you can stop the fight. Like there was times when Eubanks had him on the ropes and he was throwing a barrage of punches. Not every single one of them punches landed, but it looked like a lot of them did. It looked like the referee could have intervened then, but then Blackwell came back. So it takes that doubt out of your mind. So basically, it makes you think, "Oh no, he still wants to continue. It's still going on. Give him a chance. Give him that fighter's chance." Because he did wobble him with one of the right hands, and it was a slight pause, but then Eubank recovered quite quickly after that, after being caught with one of the shots that Blackwell threw when there was close range. So the referee and the cornerman, Blackwell's corner, would have seen that, and they would have acknowledged that also, thinking that he's got a chance.
What did you make of what Chris Eubank Sr. said? Because obviously he was instructing his son to not aim for the face. I'm thinking about the eighth round, he was telling him to aim for the body. Did you feel that he knew the damage had already been done?
No, I disagree with that. I say that's pure tactics. He knows how strong and durable Nick was, because Eubank hit him with everything that he had, and he couldn't put him down. He hit him with everything. So once Eubank's got him in the corner, he's told his son that you're not going to stop him to the head, so you're going to have to stop him to the body. You're going to have to take him out to the body. So that's just it's basic common sense when you're instructing another fighter. So if you're not going to cause any damage, sufficient enough damage to the head, you go to the body, and that takes a lot of the wind out of a fighter, and it makes it more possible for you to win by stoppage. So I believe it was pure tactical that Blackwell was getting bashed up. Nobody knew he was going to get he was going to have a bleed on the head, on the brain. Nobody knew that.
How is anyone going to know that? I mean, it's so difficult, isn't it? You're not going to know because you can't see inside his head, can you? You don't see how this is going to work. It's so sad that it's happened, and I think a lot of people maybe panicked about it, and you know, it's really emotionally charged atmosphere, I guess, when you're in the ring. And I've never been there. You know, I'm not a fighter. I've never been in the ring, so I don't know what it's like. Yeah. But it must, the emotions must have been flying around. And when he dropped to the canvas, I mean, that must have been the sign to get things going. But again, like you said, you're never really going to know, are you? As for his recovery now, because, you know, we all wish him a very speedy recovery. And you're the man that's come back from a brain injury. You're the man that's done this. You fought your way back.
I'm still fighting.
You're still fighting, mate, and you're still fighting. You're still absolutely smashing your way through it. And I'll tell you what is the path now for his family and everybody else around you? Because you know from experience in this what it's going to be like. What are they going to be feeling, and what's the sort of path back now?
There's going to be a lot of emotions flying all over, and confusion, and not knowing where to turn and who to speak to and what to do next. There's going to be a lot of frustration there. So the thing is, what he's going to need to do basically is listen to the medical team around him, to follow that information to the best of his ability, really, and to take that advice and listen to it. And the family members as well as Nick. Because it's a very daunting and scary time. But we don't really know how he's going to be once he's woken up. So from once he's woken up, and then we get to see the state that what kind of state is in, then we'll have a better idea. Because I know his family haven't released an official statement yet to say exactly what is wrong with him. I think it's speculation, because there's been a bit of cross stories from what I've been hearing.
I guess with this, there's probably going to be a lot of sort of falsehood coming out from many, many camps, you know, and it's a chance to find out the real truth when his family do speak, and they'll be able to tell everything, and when the doctors speak, and they'll be able to release all the information. Do you think we're going to be seeing many more articles in the press, and a lot of people coming out again with another sort of ban boxing campaign? Because there's a potential of that happening, isn't there?
There's a lot of people that will say that will be calling out saying it's barbaric, and there's no place for boxing anymore because of the damage that it does. But they don't talk about the positives. A lot of people don't talk about the positives about what the sport can do for fighters, what can do for the community. And there's a lot of positives and there's a lot of negatives to it. But it'll never be banned. I doubt boxing could be banned. If it was, it would be forced to go underground, which would be much worse. And it creates a hell of a lot more problems.
Agreed. Absolutely agreed. You know, it can't do that. You know, there's no way it can go that way. Jerome, thank you so much for joining us today. You know, I, you're a man who I've got ultimate respect for, fighting back from what you fought back from, and your journey still continuing. And I wish you all the luck in the world, mate, on everything that's going on in the future for you.
Thank you very much.